Chris Drieger had a terrific save Tuesday night. He's had a terrific season in goal for the Panthers.
Yeah.
But that save Tuesday night, Crowder, against Dallas, that's one of the best saves in the NHL all season. So
the stick and then the dive and then the
There's no way he should have been able to stop that puck from rolling over that goal line, but
he did it.
Tough overtime loss last night, and the Panthers will get to try again tomorrow night against the Lightning. Tough team. A couple things before we bring on Driegs here. A couple things coming up with the Panthers and Chris Drieger. On Monday, the Panthers will partner with Baptist Health to host Wear a Mask Night. I'm going to the Panthers game that night, which is all about raising awareness about the importance of continuing to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to honor the hard work of our frontline workers through the pandemic. So Driegs is going to be wearing a one-of-a-kind customized goalie mask featuring a tribute to three Baptist healthcare workers and promoting the importance of continuing to wear a mask to stop the spread during pregame warmups. And then Drieger's warm-up worn mask is going to be auctioned off at the Baptist Health Foundation Gala on April 24th, which will raise funds for the Baptist Health Foundation. And Baptist Health is also donating $5,000 to a charity of Chris Drieger's choice. And all fans in attendance Monday will receive a co-branded Panthers and Baptist Health mask. So there you go. Another good reason to head on out to the Panthers game on Monday. Chris Drieger is joining us now. Hello, Chris.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Well, let's start with Tuesday night. I want to start with that save on Tuesday night. So where does that rank in your personal collection of proud athletic moments? Because, like I was just saying to Crowder, the way you contorted your body and got the stick back there, there's no way that you thought you were going to keep the puck from going across the line, did you?
No chance. No, I thought that was pretty much a guaranteed goal. But sometimes, you know, when you see the puck going in the back of your net, it's you just black out and let your body take care of the rest. And fortunately, my intuition made things happen there. So it was one of those ones where it was real close and that could go either way a lot of the time. But fortunately, I was able to not get in the back of the net.
That's crazy. You said you just blacked out and just, you know, naturally, you know, did what you were taught to do. I was going to ask you, like, on a fast break or on, you know, just a bad defensive series, when you see the guy with the puck in front of you, do you have to guess, like, where he's going? Do you just react to him? How does that – because when I see the guy that close with the puck, I don't know how the hell y'all know where it is. I don't even see the puck, and I'm watching it from, you know, 7,000 feet away. Y'all are right there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think after you've had thousands and thousands of shots taken against you over the years, you just kind of – your body and your brain just figures out where the pucks are going. So when you're feeling good, your body reacts in the ways you want it to. And when you're not feeling as good, then sometimes the results aren't as good. So it's just it's what I've been training to do my whole life. So, when a guy comes down, your mind just kind of figures out, okay, this is where his stick's pointing. This is kind of how his wrists are. And things just happen quick, and your intuition kind of takes care of itself there.
Crazy that you have that much, like, that much can go through your mind in the split second. But on the converse, Chris Drieger, the goalie, is with us. So on the converse, all the action is taking place in the opposing zone. Like, the, I don't know, it's a power play or just, like, all the action is taking place in the opposing zone. Does your mind wander at all while you're in goal? Like, are you thinking about a movie that you watched, or are you always 100% concentrating or thinking, like, oh, I forgot to call this person back? Like, does your mind wander at all, or are you always concentrating on that puck?
So that's a good question, actually. So in an ideal world, I'm kind of resting my focus at that point. But if I'm thinking about, you know, the chores that I forgot to get done the day before, then we're not in a good mental space. So ideally, your mind's just kind of blank, and you kind of just wait for the action to come and focus then. But it takes a while to get to a point where you can do that. I know when I was younger, my mind would be all over the place during games, and I didn't quite get the results that I was looking for. So as you get older, you sort of figure out where you can, you know, what to focus your energy on. And yeah, so when the puck's on the other end, I try and just keep it pretty clear. And then when it comes down, then you kind of can focus on the puck and save your focus for the moments when you need it.
Do you ever snap on your defenders? Like, hey, man, it's been 38 shots on net. Like, guys, get in front of somebody. Tighten up. Like, does that happen in hockey where you get frustrated, or does, you know, you leave them alone, let them do their job, you do your job?
For me, that's not my style at all. I know some guys, that can be more their style, but I'm kind of I have the mindset ELE out there. Everybody love everybody, so I just like to chill out and have a good time. And you know, I make mistakes. Defensemen make mistakes. Forwards make mistakes. Everybody does. So I think the less we can dwell on those, and the more fun we can have, and just kind of keep everything positive, it'll benefit them down the stretch. So. I always find that there's no point in yelling at a guy, you know, you're playing horrible or whatever. You know, if you want him to do well and for the rest of the game, that's probably not the best mindset, you know, to have for me. So I try and keep it positive out there.
It's the exact opposite of Crowder on the football field. Because Crowder played linebacker for the Dolphins, anytime someone would get behind him, he would turn to, you know, the safeties, and he would, you know, raise his hands up demonstratively, like, where's my help? Where's the help? Like, Crowder wanted everyone to know that it wasn't him that got burned. Someone else missed their assignment. So,
what the hell are y'all doing back there?
Find it funny that, like, because you know what happens. People are watching on TV, or they're at the BB&T Center, and you let in a goal, it's always your fault. But you know that it's because, you know, sometimes it's because the defense had a lapse. Yeah. So you never want to be demonstrative and point at someone and go, that was him, not me. That was him. Don't boo me.
For sure. Well, you know what? Sometimes a little bit of constructive criticism can help for sure. But for me, I know, like, my job is to help when they mess up. So if I get mad at them for messing up, then, you know, I can't expect them to be perfect all game. So things would go downhill. So it's a unique position in the sense that, you know, I'm kind of there to bail out the guys. So if I get mad at, you know, it's just not going to work out if that's the case.
And Chris, what's you and Bob's relationship? Because, you know, y'all are switching in and out, you know, night to night. We don't, you know, we always ask, we'll have Plagans on. We'll have, you know, Red Deer on. We'll have, who is it?
Goldie
on. We'll have the guys on. And we have to ask them who's in net. And you and Bob go back and forth. What's that relationship like? What's that dynamic like? Do y'all watch film together? Do you help each other? Do y'all kind of leave each other alone? What's the dynamic between two goalies on a team that both have a lot of games and a lot of saves this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. Bob's a man. I mean, he's the nicest, most supportive goalie partner I could ever ask for. So, his style and my style are quite a bit different. So it's really good to learn from him. Like, his routines and his preparation are on another planet. Like, he's in the upper echelon of preparation that I've ever seen. So it's cool to watch him and kind of take some things from him. And he's, like, super dialed in all the time, like, very focused, kind of keeps to himself on game days. And I'm a little bit more relaxed and kind of having some fun and kind of taking things, you know, one step at a time. So it's really good for me to watch him, because he's had tremendous success throughout his career. So, you know, obviously the things that he's doing are working for him. And there's obviously a lot of value in his approach. So I try and just kind of take I pick his brain and about certain things, but and kind of watch his preparation. I know when I got to Florida, I mean I changed my routine because I watched how much time and how much care he put into his. So that was a great learning experience for me. But in the room, you know, we're always joking around. He's such a great positive guy, and he's been nothing but encouraging for me. So it's been great that we've been able to kind of help each other out and stay fresh. We've got such a busy schedule this year that so many games that being able to kind of alternate, which is more or less what we've been doing for most of the year, kind of one on, one off, has been great for our bodies and minds, I found.
Panthers goaltender Chris Drieger is with us. Again, Panthers lost a tough one last night in Tampa, and they'll have Tampa again tomorrow. How much does this team miss Aaron Ekblad? I mean, you guys are still playing well, and you guys have been a hell of a lot of fun to watch this season, but how much are you guys missing Aaron Ekblad?
Yeah, he's an elite defender. If he was healthy, he'd be up for the Norris Trophy, the best defenseman in the league for sure. So he's a horse back there, and he's been a force all year in our power play too. So definitely missing him there. But it's tough because we want to make this deep playoff run, and we've had to have a couple guys step up on the defensive side of things to fill in that gap. But we'll see how his recovery goes. Maybe we'll get him back for the deep rounds of playoffs if we're fortunate enough to make it there, which I'm hoping that we do. Not only his skill on the ice, but he's also a great leader off the ice. So we definitely miss him.
As a goal, do you know the line changes? Do you know who's coming in with line, the third line, and know the deficiencies of the players in front of you? Do you can you see it from you where you're at in the net?
I know our team fairly well being a part of it, so I would say so. But everyone has their own opinions, right? The coaches have their opinions, and theirs are kind of the ones that matter because they decide who plays and who plays where and whatnot. So I can always speculate from the goaltending position. But I would say I have a decent idea what's going on our team.
And then because I don't know enough about hockey, when the opposing team, how much film do you watch? Or how many notes do you have on opposing players? So if a line shift happens, do you know, that guy over there, he always goes top shelf, or that guy over there, do you have that kind of information on who might be coming at you with the puck?
So for the most part, I like to just go in and just play my game. And I know that will go. That I've had more success with that than if I'm okay, this guy, he's been shooting blocker side today or recently, I need to watch out for him block. If I go into save thinking he's going to shoot blocker side, for instance, and he goes glove side, then I'm going to look kind of silly. So I prefer to just kind of take things straight up. If a guy's been doing the exception to that would be maybe if a guy has a shootout move that he does very regularly, then I would like to know, and I'll tell my coaches, hey, if this is the case, then let me know. And they'll kind of say, all right, this is what he likes to do. He has this move and this move. But honestly, for the most part, I kind of just go in fresh and with a clear mind. And you can kind of know some of their tendencies, some plays that they like to run. But as far as whether a guy shoots glove side or blocker side, I try and keep that. I don't even look into that. I feel like the less you know, the better in most circumstances.
Andriegs, I appreciate it, man. The hockey for dummies is great for me right now because you're breaking it down simply, and I need that. But I got to ask you about Coach Q to the hockey for dummies thing, bro. He's a living legend, 3-time Stanley Cup winner. Everybody loves Coach Q. What makes him so good? You've been playing hockey for years, been in the league for years. Now you're with Coach Q. Can you explain to us why he is the living legend? Why he is a Hall of Famer as soon as he decides to retire? Why is Coach Q so good?
Q, like you said, is the man. He's got a tremendous resume. But, when you're playing for him, he's just an unbelievable guy, too, as well as a coach. There's some coaches in the history of different sports have been these legendary coaches that are really hard on their players. Q is a great guy to play for. He's really encouraging. You can just tell his experience, for instance, we had a game earlier in the year where it was one of our young guys, first games of the year. It might've been his first NHL game, actually, now that I think about it. And, first NHL game year. I remember for me, I'm nervous as you could possibly imagine. My knees are shaking in the net and, but you go out there and you start feeling good. You have a little extra energy. So the game ends up going to overtime, and in most circumstances, guys never played a game before today. You wouldn't put that guy out in overtime. That's what common sense would say. Q says, "Let me just throw this guy out there with our best player." So I think it's him and Barkov out there. It goes out, next thing you know, overtime winner. Alexi Aponiemi is his name. So pretty, like, just to have the, you know, the mindset of like, hey, let's give this guy a chance. You know, he's so excited to be out there. First NHL game, goes out, buries an incredible overtime winner. Like, most coaches wouldn't have the, you know, that sixth sense to tell him to do that. And Q's got that. He's just, he trusts young players. He puts them in positions to succeed. And, you know, he's not afraid to move a young guy that's doing well up the lineup to play with some really skilled players and see what he can do there. So it's just, you know, he's just really got a good idea of what makes certain guys tick. And you know, he's been a lot of fun to work with.
Chris Drieger, Panthers goaltender, and again, they've got Tampa again tomorrow. Monday night, they'll be back home. Monday, the Panthers will partner with Baptist Health to host Wear a Mask Night, and that'll raise awareness about the importance of continuing to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and honor the hard work of our frontline workers through the pandemic. And Driegs is going to be wearing a one-of-a-kind customized goalie mask featuring a tribute to three Baptist healthcare workers and promoting the importance of continuing to wear a mask. He'll wear that during pregame warm-ups, and then that warm-up worn mask will be auctioned off at the Baptist Health Foundation Gala on April 24th, which will raise funds for the Baptist Health Foundation. And also Baptist Health will be donating $5,000 to a charity of Chris Drieger's choice. And all fans in attendance Monday night during the game will receive a co-branded Panthers and Baptist Health mask. Have you seen the mask that you're going to be wearing during warmups? Do you know what it looks like?
I've seen the sketches. I haven't seen the physical mask yet, but it's pretty cool that they were able to get it together. I mean, it looks like it's going to be, you know, a pretty cool thing for Baptist Health, and just like a nice, you know, a nice thing to do for those frontline workers that have been, you know, busting their tails over the last, it's been over a year now, right? It's middle of April, so it's been going on 13 months here since everything kind of got crazy. So I'm excited to wear it, and it's just a cool thing, you know, to do for the community.
Yeah, very cool. Good on you for doing something like that. Real quick before we let you go here, Chris Drieger, the goaltender. So you grew up in Canada, and now you live here in Florida, I'm guessing. I don't know if it's full-time or not. Give us the thing you miss most about Canada and the thing you love most about Florida.
Okay, the thing I miss most about Canada for sure is not the winters. We can get that out of the way in case you're wondering. If it was negative 30, I don't miss that. But thing I miss most about Canada, I'd say probably the mountains. When I live out in, I'm from Winnipeg actually, but I've been living in Calgary in the summer. We're about an hour away from the Rocky Mountains. I guess you can get a little taste of the Rockies out west in the States too, but they just hit a little bit different in Canada. So I miss that. They're, it's pretty nice there. And then the thing I like most about Florida, on the first note that we visited there, is definitely the winters. The winters in Florida are pretty nice. I can get used to it being 80 degrees in the middle of January. So that's nice. I've been, most of my pro career, I've been playing in upstate New York, played in Canada for a year, and the winters get pretty pretty dreary and cold. So being down in South Florida has been really nice and a very enjoyable experience for me.
Yeah, that was an easy one. I gave you a layup there with what do you like most about
you
Florida.
You sure did.
Everybody knows what the best thing about Florida is. What about buying milk in a bag? Don't you buy milk in a bag up in Canada?
So that's only in one of the provinces. That's in Ontario. People tell that to me, and I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean this bag milk? But I guess it's an Ontario thing. So when I played in Ontario, the one year I was buying these milk in bags, and it was a different experience.
Yeah, interesting. Tim Hortons, you miss Tim Hortons?
Timmy Ho's, yeah, good spot. Really good coffee there. Yeah, they actually do have them. So they have them in upstate New York as well, kind of like in the northeast. They do. They will have some Tim Hortons, but it's just they're a little bit nicer in Canada. So I do miss the coffee there. Starbucks will do the job though too.
Yeah, something about Tim Hortons in Canada. You have any other Canada related stuff, Crowder, that I can I can embarrass myself with? Syrup? You miss the syrup?
There you go. Yeah.
Well, they have maple syrup down here, so you know.
True.
I'm not missing.
You got me there.
I still got some.
you got me in the pantry,
yeah. So we're good there.
You got me there. Chris Drieger, goaltender for the Panthers. We have had a hell of a lot of fun watching you guys this season. So keep it up, and we really are expecting great things come playoff time. So hopefully you'll come back on and join us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Yes, sir. Chris Drieger. They've got Tampa again tomorrow. You can hear the game on 560 QAM. I love my Canada questions at the end. It's always fun.
That's a man's man.
Once you can tell from the voice, man,
oh, yeah.
Right?
But when I talk first time, I know if, like, yeah, he'd slap the hell out of somebody if they said something slick. I love him.
Yeah,
especially
the guy where it tells you that I don't yell at any of my teammates and I want them to do well. You know that that's not the dude to mess with, because he'll snap on you when you really need it. He'll snap on you.
Yes, I love him.
Oh, someone texts in, I forgot a poutine question. Can't believe it. I went to my whole bag of Canada and I didn't ask a poutine question. Shame on me.
Well, you know what? I think he'll like, oh, what, Garrett Cooper? He hated us. I think Driggs actually likes us a little bit.
Yeah, I think he had a good time. I think he enjoyed that because we were honest with him. Like, we don't know. Like, we didn't pretend we were hockey experts. So I think he liked that. And then who doesn't like talking about milk in a bag?
I don't. No comment.
Well, that's what I took from it. That's what I took from it.
And he gave you a new Canada question too. Next time you have anybody
Timmy Hose.
Offer, right? You call Tim Hortons Timmy Hose.
I didn't know Tim Hortons was called Timmy Hose, but I am going to sound like Canada next time I talk to a Canadian man. Hey, you Timmy miss Hose. Miss a little coffee at Timmy Hose?
I want to meet Timmy if he got them.
You know, that they've got them all over Canada, Tim Hortons. They've got Timmy Hoes in all area codes. You see what I did? I got Timmy Hoes in every area code.
Area.
Their marketing campaign. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.